From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When many of us take liquid cold and allergy medicines, we simply reach for a teaspoon from the kitchen drawer. But that is hardly an accurate way to deliver a dose of medicine. And now a new study shows that labels on 98% of kids' cold medications have confusing instructions, and that too can lead to over- or underdosing. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Darren DeWalt is not only a doctor at the University of North Carolina, he's also the dad of two kids, and he keeps a few over-the-counter cold and allergy medicines on hand.
Let's see. I just grabbed out of the medicine cabinet the generic equivalents of Claritin and Benadryl.
The allergy medicine hasn't even been opened yet, but DeWalt says he already spots what he thinks could be very confusing.
So I just opened the box, and on top it has one of those little plastic cups.
Meant for dosing the medicine. The directions on the label say to give 1 to 2 teaspoons for a child his son's age, but on the cup, there's all sorts of markings, including measurement lines for mLs, or milliliters.
There's no mention on the label of milliliters, and so those markings really don't help me unless I know the conversion from teaspoon to milliliter, which I happen to know because I'm a doctor. But
you're arguing, why put them on there? Because there's no directions of how to dose it in milliliters on the bottle.
Well, that's exactly what the FDA says. That's right.
The Food and Drug Administration issued draft guidelines about a year ago aimed at fixing the problems of inconsistency and confusion in dosing over-the-counter medications. Many experts, including researcher Shauna Yin of the New York University School of Medicine, say adopting one consistent unit of measurement would go a long way in helping.
If we could have milliliter be the only unit of measurement used, and we teach parents about that, and physicians are consistent about giving instructions in milliliter, then I think that might be the best system.
It would help alleviate the problem of parents reaching for a kitchen teaspoon or tablespoon, which are often not a standard size. The industry group that represents manufacturers of over-the-counter children's medicines, called the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, says they've already made progress since the data for the new study was collected. They've adopted voluntary guidelines aimed at making directions on the bottle match the markings on the dosing devices. And the group's Barb Kochanowski says some companies have already begun the changes.
It will take between now and next year to fully implement the guidelines across all the products affected.
Fortunately, deaths from overdoses of over-the-counter medications are very rare. But Darren DeWalt, who wrote an editorial on the issue in the Journal of the American Medical Association, says parents still need to be careful.
For example, if I was to give my child too much Benadryl, that would pretty much knock him out.
DeWalt argues that pharmaceutical companies spend millions of dollars bringing products to market, so they should be committed to spending a little more on making sure that parents have clear and accurate directions on how best to use them. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.